Hey guys!
Welcome to our podcast, We Just Met, where literally we just met. Thanks to COVID, we've only had the pleasure of meeting about 5 times.
But we're so excited to get to know each other while talking lifestyle, drama, and everything in between.
So welcome to our first episode. Thank you so much for listening in, and let's introduce ourselves. I'm Kiara.
I'm Haley.
I'm Julia.
And I'm Antonia, and today for the first episode, we're going to be asking each other first date questions.
Because it's Valentine's Day!
Yeah! Happy Valentine's Day, guys!
Our first episode is premiering on Valentine's Day, so we thought, why not? It's the perfect occasion, the perfect topic.
And if you're going on a date tonight, use some of these questions.
Exactly.
Yep.
So let's get right into it. We're going to start off with some categories, but let's get into personality. So ladies, why did you decide to come to Ryerson?
So I decided to come to Ryerson because I just love coming downtown and seeing the campus right in the middle of like everything, like right at Dundas, the shopping mall, like all that fun stuff. And then even like our program, which we're all in sport media, and I thought it was a really cool program. So yeah, it just brought me to Ryerson. How about you, Julia?
Yeah, like originally I didn't know what I wanted to do before applying to university. I actually wanted to do something graphic design, like product packaging, like for makeup or something. And so I was looking at the GCM, which is like the graphics communications programs and stuff. And then I went to the university fair and I went to Ryerson and I was just looking through their pamphlet and I saw sport media and I'm like, I played sports throughout my whole life and now I stopped at the end of high school to like focus on my grades and stuff. So it was nice that I had an opportunity to kind of get into sports and do something in that avenue because I still love sports. I just don't play them anymore.
My whole life, I did not know what I wanted to do with my life. Like I was like, oh no, same. Like, yeah, I literally didn't know. And in high school, I remember I just stacked like my, like everything, like all my courses. I took like every science course because then in like grade 10, I would say, I wanted to be an eye doctor. So I was literally like, I'm going to school for science. I was like, yes, we're doing this. And so I applied to like literally like 7 different schools for science. And I literally for health science, and I got into like all of them. And then I remember like scrolling across like
OUAC
page. And I was like, oh, like I saw Ryerson sport media and I was like, oh okay, I'll just like sign up for it randomly. I was like, I like sports, like that's cool. And then when I got accepted into it, I was like, interesting. And then I realized I didn't want to do any science online, so I just chose
that was the last option. Yeah.
No, I mean,
that's literally what happened.
Like I did everything in my path to not take a science or math, and I was determined to find a program that had nothing to do with that.
It's like for me, I knew that I wanted to be in media, but I didn't know sports media. Like I was very athletic growing up. I mean, I got athlete of the year in grade 8 and grade 12.
I never got any awards ever.
But like my sister's in second, well, she's 2 years above me. So like by the time I was applying, she was in second year at sport media. And my dad is in media as well for his job. So I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. It's like sports and media mixed together. I knew I didn't really want to be behind a desk and I love being in front of the camera. So, you know, we'll see where this path takes us all. But like, I think we're all really excited.
In front of the camera and behind the mic.
Exactly. In a sentence, how would you describe your personality?
Just a sentence.
This is a hard one.
It's like 3 words. 3 words or a sentence.
Like, I'm outgoing, energetic, and I want to say kind. Like, I don't know, funny.
See, like, I'm like a very, like, introverted person, and I feel like as I start to get to know someone,
I'm such an extrovert.
Then I kind of open up more.
But
I'm initially, I feel like I can be kind of shy.
I don't think you're shy.
I think... Okay, that's going to be the last questions. Never mind. I'm not going to tell you.
Does that have to do with astrology?
Sort of.
I mean, I guess we can kind of go into that. Like, guys, guess my star sign.
Okay, I've been waiting for this since before. Antonia.
Yeah, everybody has to guess. And then
okay, if Antonia isn't a Leo, I'm out of here. Girls, do you have a guess? Or are,
I don't
I'm
have
like
a guess.
So
I don't really
I'm
know.
So
I'm terrible at this.
I am a Leo.
Yeah,
I'm actually
100%.
And you're July 25th or something like
21st.
That.
21st.
Okay, I'm July 23rd and I'm right on the cusp. So I used to be a Cancer and then it changed and now I'm first day of Leo. So, I mean, you're a Cancer.
You are so a Leo. Like, it's just
because
you're
like... I think I act like a Leo because I'm like, I'm such an extrovert. Like, I'm very outgoing.
Yeah.
But what are like the characteristics? Honestly, I don't know anything about astrology. Like, I know my sign, but like, that's it.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same. I don't know anything about it.
We're already like diverting. Like, it started from describing personality. Now we're on astrology. I love that. No, so a Leo, I don't know. It's similar. Like, they say it's different between like men and women. But
July and August.
Yeah, Leos. July and August Leos are like different as well. Like, Leos are just very like outgoing. Like, they could be like prideful. They're just like Antonia. I can't even describe it. Just like embodies like a Leo. Like, they're very, they're
thanks.
They're very reliable. Like,
it outgoing. Says that they're compassionate. They have big hearts.
Very passionate.
Drive and natural leadership.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
dang.
I see that. Yeah.
Okay, guys, guess mine.
Is the professional gonna go first or are you gonna go?
I think the professional needs professional to go.
No, I think you guys should do your guesses first, and then I'll say my professional opinion.
Okay. Taurus.
This is terrible, because I don't even know what the, like, traits are.
Yo, wait, do you have a summer birthday? I don't even know when your birthday is.
No, she can't say.
True. Fine.
Cheater.
Okay, I'm just going to say Taurus.
Okay, let's just say Gemini. I don't know anything about it, but let's just I'm putting that out there.
I think you're, like, a Libra or a Virgo.
I was going to say Libra. Haley, you're a Libra.
I am a Virgo.
Yeah.
September 19.
Oh my god. No, like, I don't know why, because it's like your Virgo vibes, Antonia's Leo vibes. I don't know Julia's, to be honest. Like, I have a guess, but like, I don't know. It's just a vibe.
Logical, practical, and systematic in their approach to life. Do you resonate with that?
Me?
Yeah. You are the Virgo. Well,
yeah, no, I guess I do. I mean, I've seen, like, all these, like, TikToks about, like, these signs, and I'm like, okay, like, yeah, I relate to that. I'm like, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they can be very blunt. Well, not blunt, but, like, a little bit blunt.
Straight up,
and I don't know, but, yeah.
Okay, because we had already talked about it, Kiara, you're a Cancer.
I am.
But, like, I don't think you're, like, emotional or, like...
Girl, this is why we're getting to know each other, because clearly you do not know. You do not know. I know. I'm very, like, I'm emotional in the sense, like, little, like, not little things, but, like, I'll just get overwhelmed easily. I just, like, cry for fun. And, like, I'll just... And I and I'm just, like, I'm very empathetic, like, towards, like, people. Mm. I give, like, too many chances. Like, I'm just very, like, I feel bad. Even when it's, like, I shouldn't, like, I just feel bad for people. I'm always coming up with, like, excuses for people why, like, they act a certain way. But I'm also very, like, if I'm done with someone, like, I'm done. Like, if they're treating me a certain way, like, I stand up for myself. So I don't know what those are, like, qualities of it, I guess. But, like, it's, like, I'm very emotional or, like, no emotion.
You're nurturing and compassionate. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. No, I like that, yeah.
Okay,
Julia. Miss, I don't know anything about astrology.
I don't know any. I can't even make a guess. I don't know
Julia,
anything.
Julia, I'm just going with Taurus.
I'm going to go Libra. I know I kind of said that already.
Or
like
a Scorpio. Like, she's going to throw me off as a Scorpio.
Well, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, okay.
Because my birthday is December 22nd.
Okay.
Ambitious, organized, practical, goal-oriented. Okay.
Okay, we see you.
I can see it a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. So am I the oldest?
Yep.
July 21st, Antonio. Okay,
by 2 days,
girl, that maturity. So it's me, Antonia, Haley, and then Julia. I mean, by height, I'm the youngest.
That's funny.
Okay, so are you guys, like, the type of person who likes to plan things or, like, go with the flow? Like, where do you stand?
I am notorious. Okay, hold on. I'm notorious for both because, like... I'm very type A and I do like to plan, but at the same time, I do like to be spontaneous and like do fun things in the moment.
Same.
Yeah.
But I low-key get stressed out if there's something that want to plan in the future and like nobody's planning anything. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think.
No, I'm just the type of person that needs to know like times. Like, I'm just like, I guess going back to the Capricorn thing, I'm pretty organized, I'd say. And I just like to, like, have things planned. And I can, like, write out my agenda. And I can, you know, I know that whatever's going on. But, like, I do like to be spontaneous when it comes up, you know. Like, I mean, COVID, like, we haven't really done much. But,
Haley, are you like that, too? Because I'm like that. So it's like we're all that way.
I'm kind of... I would say I'm more spontaneous. Like, I like to plan things, but I don't plan things. Like, I'll plan things like the hour before. I'll plan things like the hour before or the day before. So I'm very last minute, but I'll still plan things, I guess. Like, I'm more spontaneous, I guess.
That freaks me out. Like, you're like an hour before. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm like mixed in between where I want to have plans. Like, I look at my calendar and I'm like, I need to have plans. Like, I need to keep busy. But then at the same time, if something pops up, like, I'm down for that too.
Right.
So,
well, but I guess that's kind of like depends what your hobbies are. Like, what are your hobbies? Yeah. Because I don't know. Like, if you're planning to go to a club one night, like, I don't know. That's kind of like a last minute thing.
Yeah,
depends.
Oh my God. Unless you're doing like bottle service, then you got to book that like, years in advance.
We're 19.
She knows.
We're 19.
She knows.
Oh, I know. Because I'm always booking them and I have the stress like on my shoulders. Yeah. But, I don't know. I mean, you guys said, like, growing up you played sports. I played soccer, played rep, like, growing up. So, like, that was one of my hobbies. I got injured, so, like, I haven't – and there's been, like, no place where I can play. But like, I do want to join, like, my friend had asked me to join. Yeah, my friend – oh, my God. I used to do that in high school. I forgot about that. But my friend had asked me to join, like, a women's league in the summer, and, like, I was too last minute, so I didn't do it. Like, I don't know. I like to sing –
oh yeah, don't you have a singing account?
Yeah, plug it up.
I remember that.
You have a singing account?
Yeah, plug me at Kat Sings. I haven't posted on it in a little bit, but like, yeah, I sing. I've been like doing it. I just loved it since I was a kid, and then like I just practiced and whatever. I just love that. But I don't know.
It's such a fun hobby.
Yeah, I like to shop.
Expressive.
I like to shop.
I literally did singing lessons for like 5 years.
Did you really?
Oh my God.
And I did like three exams. Duet. No, I don't sing anymore. I don't know why I did it, honestly. Like, it's cool, but I remember when I did my exams, I was only in it because everybody thought I was a good singer. So like,
oh, getting to it.
Oh, I know. But no, so when I did my exams, I got like really high marks, but like it was so stressful. Like, those things were so stressful. Like, I had to sing like songs in different languages. Like, it was,
oh my God. Oh,
wow. I tried that for like a week. And I didn't like it because, like, I had never...
Italian?
Well, I had never... German.
Oh, my God.
I had never done, like, singing lessons. And then my mom was like, you should just go and try and, like, do competitions. So, like, I joined and this teacher was like, yeah, okay, here's this German song. And I was, like, learning it. And I was like, this is not for me. And then I did, like, another little, like, singing session or whatever. But I just like doing it on my own type of thing.
Right.
But, like, it would be fun to, like, go on tour and, like, be a superstar.
That'd be
so much fun.
I mean, like, like you were saying, like, I grew up playing sports and I still do. Like, obviously COVID cut everything short, like, our last year, because that was 18U, like, right before we stopped. So, like, oh my God, don't even get me started. My volleyball team was supposed to go to Miami for, like, our first, like, big away tournament.
Oh.
Literally the day we're, like, the day before we're supposed to leave, they canceled the tournament, so they canceled all our flights. And I was like, oh my God. But yeah, so I, like, obviously hadn't been doing sports for a while, and then, like, a bunch of my old, I also played soccer, and a bunch of my old rep team, like, we reached out to the, like, the board at my old club, and we were like, can you make a U21 team? Because, like, we want to keep playing, and now they made it, so we're playing. And
oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, it's really fun to be out, but, like, other than that, like, it sounds so weird. Okay, it's not weird, but, like, cheesy. I scrapbook.
That's so cute.
That is so cute.
My friends, well, okay, my mom has, like, you know, so many photo albums, so, like, she grew up and was like, okay, make, like, the scrapbook of, like, our trip that we just went on or whatever. So then I kind of got my friends to get in on it, so we have a like, you know, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah,
like, we have a traveling journal, and then, like, we kind of mail it around to each other because we're all different universities.
Oh,
and
so
we
cool.
like paste pictures and write whatever. So
that's,
I don't know,
so
that takes up some of my time. It is cute. Yeah,
I know. You guys know I never watched that movie, but I know what it is.
Yeah,
I never watched
everybody
it either.
Does.
Never, I've never watched it, but I know what it is. Okay, speaking of movies, a couple big movies came out. Like, I just watched the new Spider-Man, and it was insane.
No spoilers. I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it so bad.
I'll go with you. I want to watch it again.
I was going to go for my birthday. But that's when like they started to like close everything again. And right. I'm just like, I don't want to get sick right before Christmas and everything. And now I've literally been checking like the Cineplex website to see when I can rent it. Because we can use like scene points on it or whatever. And it still hasn't come out yet. And I'm like, I want to see it so bad.
It's going to be on Disney Plus soon as well. But like that movie was insane. But like other movies, anyone?
Well, okay. Also, Dune had just come out. And it's a confusing movie, but really
good. That's what I've heard.
And Timothée Chalamet. So, like, but other than theater movies, nope, none of you guys have?
No.
Oh my God.
And everyone's obsessed. I was never really. Yeah, everyone's obsessed with Timothée Chalamet, but I don't know.
She doesn't get it. I don't see it either.
I don't know.
That's our clickbait title, Timothée Chalamet.
Oh my God. Yeah, literally. Okay, anyways, other than that, like my favorite, like what is your favorite movie? Because mine is not Dune. Don't give, it's, you know, it's The Longest Ride. It's a Nicholas Sparks movie. So I think it's better than The Notebook. I think it's the best movie ever created because it's like country and like romance. And
it's so good.
I don't know if I've watched it.
So good.
I haven't watched it.
Oh my God. No, I literally.
Oh, I have.
We'll never get enough of that movie. Scott Eastwood and Brett Robertson.
Oh, when he's like, oh, sorry. I love so that. Good.
Does anybody else like have a favorite movie? It's funny though, because I had, like, it took me a while to like call that my favorite movie though.
One that I is always on Tv and I just like always go back to it is Bridesmaids.
I just watched that like 3 days ago.
It's always on TV and I just always end up like rewatching it with like my mom or like whatever. It's hilarious. I love it.
It's a good family like movie. Like it's so funny.
I don't know if I have a favorite. Like all the Jim Carrey movies are funny. I tried going through like watching every single one of his movies, but like I couldn't find all of them. But like there's like classics that I like watched as a kid. I don't know, like, I like the musicals, like, Hairspray is, like, love it.
Oh my gosh, classic. I forgot about that movie.
But, like, I remember there was, like, a movie, the only movie I remember calling my favorite movie, like, one, like, a couple times was, it's called, which I can't even remember the whole plot anymore, but it was called God's Not Dead, and it was, like, a whole, like, it had the guy from, remember Teddy from Good Luck Charlie, like, her boyfriend?
Yes.
It was, like, him, he's, like, Spencer, like, he was the main one. I don't know, it was just about, like, obviously like the title is like God's Not Dead, but it was like it made me like I was like young, I was probably like 14, and it made me like rethink
your life.
My life. So so I called that my favorite movie, but I don't know, like I like all the musicals and stuff.
I've heard that movie is so good. I've never seen it, yeah, but like everybody would say it's so good. My favorite movie, I don't really have a favorite movie. I have a favorite movie for like each day of the week, like it always yeah. changes.
Okay, maybe TV show or something, like I don't know. If you don't have a favorite movie.
I don't have one
either. She doesn't have both.
I just binged Superstore, and it is so funny. It's, like, literally, like, the grocery store version of, like, The Office, but I don't know. It's so, like, it's, like, dumb in a way where, like, the comedy and, like, whatever and, like, the situations that they're in because it's, like, a superstore, but it's so addictive. Like, I literally watched 6 seasons in, like, a month.
Yeah, I started watching it, like, this was a while back, like, maybe, like, last year. Yeah. I watched a bit of the first season, but, like, it is really funny, and it is, it's, like, another version of The Office.
It's on Netflix. It was more like I couldn't find anything to watch. Like, I had just, like, I don't know if you guys have watched Outlander, but that show is so amazing. And by the looks on your faces, which our listeners can't see it, but like it looks like you haven't watched it and you don't know what I'm talking about. Please watch Outlander. It's insane. Any listeners, if you have watched it, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. But like,
go comment on our Instagram.
Yeah, go comment if you watched it, and it's insane. I've watched so much on Netflix. Like, I feel like, have you all watched like the basic like Vampire Diaries and like have you all watched that?
But that was like time ago.
So- yeah. Here's the thing. I consider Vampire Diaries like my favorite show, but I have never finished a show.
I've never finished Vampire Diaries.
Really? I've never finished a show.
I watched it, let it go. I rewatched it from the beginning and stopped at the same part.
How many seasons are there?
There's like 7, isn't there? Well, speaking of Vampire Diaries, my favorite TV show is called Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it's like this old like Vampire Slayer TV show. And it's like
I've heard of Vampire Diaries.
And that I can rewatch like time and time again because, well, I mean, I love the cast and like that stuff, but like I just can't get over that show. But I can finish it, but I couldn't finish Vampire Diaries. But I love Twilight. So like I love all things vampires, but I don't know. Yeah, something about Twilight just couldn't do it for me.
I've watched so much, like Shameless, I finished. Bridgerton, finished.
Wait, I just started watching the COVID season of Shameless, like, literally yesterday, almost
done. Oh, is there a new season?
I love that show. Because there's only 10 on Netflix, but season 11 came out on Crave.
Oh my gosh, no way. Okay, I'll have to watch it. Yeah. I watched so much. Yeah.
Okay, guys, speaking of Twilight, you know what I learned yesterday?
What'd you learn?
That Taylor Lautner's name isn't actually Taylor Lautner, it's Lautner.
I was literally like, what? Lautner. He posted a TikTok, and all the comments are like, Taylor, why would you not correct us?
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Years ago.
Where have you been, Loka?
Like, they're like 17 years. Where have you been, like... Yeah, like 17 years people have been saying it wrong.
Wait,
or whatever.
How do you say
it's
it?
It's like a Mandela effect. Lautner.
Lautner. Oh my gosh.
Instead of Lautner. And I was convinced. I was like, what? No. Like, because did you see it on TikTok? That's where I saw it. Yeah.
This is the first I'm hearing of this. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Okay, guys, as much as I want a boyfriend like Edward, it's
hold up. Are you an Edward?
Are you a Jacob?
Yes.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Go.
Taylor Lautner?
Like, Taylor Lautner.
Lautner.
Stop.
Jacob is way better.
For what reason? I could make a whole podcast about this.
Okay,
for what reason?
Literally, I don't know what it is about Edward. Like, everybody's like, oh, Edward. I think he's so awkward. Like, I know that's the point.
He is.
But it's like, it makes me cringe. Like, I'm like.
I think me and Julia should just exit the conversation.
Literally, yeah. I don't know enough about this topic.
Wait, guys. I have to ask this. Stefan or Damon?
Oh.
Antonia, you give me the vibe you're a Damon. I'm like, I can't.
I am, but like, I'm not. Because okay. Stefan was very... I really liked Stefan in the beginning episodes, like the seasons. And then obviously, like, I liked when she was with Damon. But like, and again, I didn't finish it. So who even knows? But like...
Right.
I always said Damon, but like Stefan. Stefan was like so sweet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like so cute seeing that like they're in the first season.
Yeah,
like their
exactly.
little romance.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, let's move on because this debate is not going to be settled. But speaking about relationships, I guess, what do you think is your love language? Because I've done a test to see what mine is.
Me too.
And the answer I got was like, I could see why they gave it to me, but I also thought mine was different. I got, first of all, let's say what they are. There's words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And when I did my like little test or whatever, I got words of affirmation, which I think is true, but I also think mine is physical touch. So I think you can have more than one, but like...
Yeah, when I did the test, I got physical touch, but I also feel like quality time, even like, I don't know, I feel like all of them, but my main one that I got was physical touch. But also, I also do love like... it's not receiving gifts. I love giving gifts. Like,
see, for like, me, giving gifts stresses me out so much because I love giving gifts to people. But
I love receiving.
But it's the act of like getting something that I know that they want. You know what I mean? Like, I get so stressed out that they're not gonna like it, and then it's gonna be one of those awkward. You know, when you're opening your presents in front of your family, and you're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Julia Haley, did you do this quiz?
I've never done it, but I feel like I'm. Maybe like acts of service or like I mean, like, I like giving gifts too.
For me, before I had a boyfriend, I did the test, so now I feel like it's kind of changed. Well, I don't really know, but I'm 100% words of assurance. Like, I always said, like, I'm not like, okay, yeah, I love quality time, but I'm not quality time. Like, I was literally like, I need a boyfriend for like 3 out of 7 days of the week. Like, I was literally like. But now, obviously, that's, like, changed a little bit. Like, now I'm like, okay, like, I could spend more time with you. Like, you know.
Same.
So, no, but I'm 100% words of assurance. Like, I need that. I need that.
I like that, too. That's why I was, like, well, when, I don't know which specific test you girls did, but when I did it, there was, like, a couple. Like, you could see, like, your percentage. And, like, my second one was, like, words of affirmation.
So, Haley, like, do you think the best part of dating you is, like, now quality time?
Yeah. Well,
or the best part of dating her is that like she likes her independent time and isn't like super like clingy. Like, I need to be around you 24/7.
Which is weird because I think clingy is used wrong because I don't think being clingy is bad. I think. No. But you know what I mean. Anyways. No.
Me and my boyfriend just said this to me. He's like, I like when you're like that. And I was like, wait, really? Because like usually guys are like,
it's a turn off.
It's always perceived as bad.
Yeah, like I don't want her around all the time. Like I need my own like guy time, which like he gets. But like at the same time, he's like, no. He's like, I like when you're like around. Like I like being around you. Like, like you're like my friend. You're my girlfriend.
Yeah, especially
like,
if you're best friends. Like it's it's just being around each other. You can obviously be together, but you can also just spend quality time together. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I would say probably like one of the best things about dating me is
if I just choose.
I'm very like, I think I'm pretty chill. Like I'll let friend go do like a bunch of things. Like I obviously care, but like as long as he tells me, like I have no whatever, and I don't feel like I need to be there. Feel like I need to be there, and I just like also like taking that time for myself. Like I don't get me wrong, I love spending time with him, but like after so many like so many hours, I'm kind of like I need my social battery is like I need to like you know recharge.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm such, like, a homebody, and, like, I like spending time, like, just by myself. I mean, I know, like, living by myself now, because I'm in Toronto, and being away from home for the first time is really hard, but, like, I like being by myself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just so introverted that it's, like, I don't know how to explain it.
You need that time. Like, you need it.
Yeah. Like you said, like, your social battery just, like, goes down after, like, being around someone for a long time. And
guys, like, okay, can I tell you the first, like, okay, I started dating my boyfriend in June, and so in December it was like that weird thing where it's like, okay, we've been like together for like around 6 months, like do I meet the whole family like for Christmas and like whatever. He had two sides of the family Christmases in one day, and I was like, they went from one
another.
And he was like, oh, Haley, come with me. I'm like, okay, I'm obviously not going to say no. But, like, for me, I was literally, like...
You're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Yeah, that's so funny.
12 to, like, 9. Like, I was, like, at the end, like, we went back to his house, and I literally just wanted to sleep. Like, I was like, I'm so drained. I can't do this. Like,
but that was really nice of you to do. That was probably really nice.
That is
nice. It was great, but, like, I met both sets of grandparents, and I was literally like, oh, my God. Like, I was so stressed.
And now you have all the names that you're trying to remember. Yeah. That's so funny.
But, like, I'm glad I did it, but, like...
Does he have a big family?
Like... Yes, but no. Like, he doesn't have a lot of cousins, but he has a lot of aunts and uncles.
Mm.
And, like, obviously the grandparents, but... Yeah. Like, what... Antonia, what would you say the best part about dating you is? I'm curious.
I mean, as much as I want to say, like, the same thing as you guys, like, I love being around people. So I don't really like to recharge alone or whatever. But I think, like, one of the best qualities is I'm a good listener. So... And I think I make people feel comfortable enough to come and talk to me. So, like, hopefully, like, in a relationship, like, you know, my partner will feel like they can come and trust me with, like, you know, how they're feeling and stuff. And expect, like, honest and loving opinions back. So, I don't know. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to choose, but if I have to choose.
You give off that vibe, like, 100%. Oh, like, literally, like, the first time I met you, I was like, okay, like, this girl... So, like, so easy to talk to.
Oh, okay.
I totally agree.
I love that. Thanks, guys. Kiara, what about you? Are you the same? Because I kind of, I don't know. I feel that with all of us. Like, I'm comfortable, really comfortable talking to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in a relationship, it is different.
Yeah.
First of all, I put my boyfriend in the position that Haley was in the sense that it was my brother's confirmation. And he came and he had already met my mom's side, which is, like, smaller. But my dad's side, I have 15 first cousins, counting me. So he was meeting all my aunts and uncles, like, everyone at the same time. And I just put him in that position where it was also a big day, like, my brother's confirmation party. So, like, I put him in that position. But, like... best part about dating me, besides that I'm funny, pretty, no, the best part, I don't know, about I mean, just in general, like, dating me or, like, being my friend or, like, knowing me, like, I don't know, I think I give good advice, or, like, very, especially, like, with my friends, like, very repetitive in my advice, but, like, I'll always, like, be there to give, like, the same advice, like, even if they're not listening, like, I'll let them know, like, I'll just keep, I think I'm a good friend, like, I'm reliable, like, I'm always down for a good time.
I feel like
whatever
all of us approach relationships as like you want to be good friends with them.
Right.
Which is
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, you yeah. want to make that connection.
Like, I'm the type of person that always likes to, like, check in on them, see how they're yeah. doing, that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Because I know it makes me feel good when someone asks, like, oh, how was your day? Or, like, whatever, stuff like that. Like, even yeah. just simple, like, how are you doing? Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love getting texts 24/7, which is
kind of. I also feel like, Kiara, that. Like, you give off the vibe, like, I mean, we all do, but, like, that you're, like, so loyal. Like, if, like, for example, like, somebody got on the wrong side, like, I just feel like, yeah. I'd be like, okay. No, like,
yeah. She's like, wanna square up, like.
Yeah, you wanna yeah. square yeah. up. No, I'm, guys, I was loyal in the talking stage. Like, that's how you know.
Me,
like,
yeah. that's how you know. Me too. Don't kill me.
Like, Haley, I don't know, like, you're, like, were you the same way?
Like,
don't expose her right now.
Sorry, like, without getting too much into it, I mean.
No, I was really
I mean, you don't
loyal.
Have to be. That's the thing. Like, you don't have to be in the talking stage, but I just was. I don't know.
Yeah. No, okay. This is kind yeah. of bad, but, like, before I dated my boyfriend, I literally.
I'm exposing
okay,
her. Sorry.
I went on a date, like, the week before I went on the date with my current boyfriend, and it went really bad. So, like, you
was
know.
This a dating app date? Like, was this, like, a...
No, this guy I'd been talking to for a long time, and I thought I really liked. You know, didn't. And then, so I... And then I worked with my boyfriend, and then I was like, oh, like, actually, like, now that my head's clear, and I went on this date and it went bad.
Don't kill
I'm
me.
Like, oh, like, I really, really like this guy. So then I asked him out, and he was like...
He did? Cute.
Yeah, and he's oh so technically, gosh. Like, the way our work is, like, he's, like, ahead of... Like, he's, like...
You work together?
Same- Yeah, we were, like, in the same crew, but he was, like, the most experienced guy, like, whatever, so everybody went up to him for whatever, so I was stressed. I was like, oh, no, this is gonna be
You're
so
like, my man,
awesome.
My man.
Says, no, I know, you know. And so he said, oh, yeah, like, yeah, of course, and so I was like, okay, and so then we went out, and it was, like, really, really good. So I was really loyal, but, like, at the beginning, like, I was kind of, like, when I asked
It's before
him
you
out,
realized
was,
you liked him. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was kind of, like, in between. Like, it was a very fast transition. But when I started, like, when we started talking, like, I was like, oh, like, I like this guy obsessed with. Like, mm-hmm. I knew it, so.
I mean, like, yeah. what would you say your type is, then? For, like, everybody. Like, looks, personality,
you have to
like,
say him.
Stuff. Yeah, no, no. I,
your boyfriend's
yeah, no.
listening right now.
So, okay, this is so funny because literally when I was, okay, I wasn't talking to him at the time. I was talking to the other guy. But when we were having this conversation, like, moving trees in the back, you know, he was like, oh, like, what's your type? And I literally did He's not say his type. Like, I did not
Shut
say
up.
Him.
That's mad disrespectful. That's so funny.
I was like. Oh, well, like, he's really, really athletic. So I was like, yeah, athletic, but, like, he has, like, lighter hair. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I like dark, dark brown hair. Like, I'm obsessed no. with that. And he was like, and he, like, I guess he liked me at the time. So he was like, and I was like,
stop,
so
you crushed his heart.
But
That's
then,
so funny.
But then.
That's not funny, sorry. That's sad.
But now he's literally, like, so much, like, so, like.
Well, like, yeah, I think it changes. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. it changes. I used to like, be like, I don't have a type.
Yeah.
I don't think I but ever like, did, to be honest, like, especially with one person. Like, I was like, really going off of personality for this one guy. Like, right. really personality. Like, there was no, like, we didn't date or anything, but, like, there was nothing there, just personality. But, I mean, my boyfriend now, he's taller than me. Well, I'm 5'1", so every guy's taller than me, but he's tall. Yeah. He has, like, darker hair, dirty brown hair. Brown eyes. Like, when I say I don't have a type, it's more like every guy that I've talked to or liked right. looks different, but they all have the same, like, they had the same qualities, like tall brown hair, brown eyes. But, like, yeah. my boyfriend yeah. is the best.
But it depends on, like, the situation too, right? Like,
it depends who you're talking to, depends how you mesh, depends yeah. like if your hobbies and likes are the same. Well, actually, opposites attract, but, like, you know, yeah. like, it is yeah. you know, beneficial if you that like too. The same things, because, like, you know, then you'll spend quality time together, and, you know.
Yeah.
But
Julia, do you have a type?
I don't see now. I don't think I really do. I don't know, like, tall, dark hair for sure. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Like on Love Island, when they're like, it's tall. I love a guy who's tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
That was good. That was really funny.
It was so good. It's more so just like I can appreciate in it. Like, you know, you can appreciate an attractive man. So it's like, if they have a good personality complimenting that, it's like, yeah, of course. Like, that's my type. Like, I'm like, I would not change anything. Like, that's even so though true. I said I had a type before, like, No, like, I would not change.
And things
like,
happen for a reason.
Yeah. I totally agree.
For real.
Yeah.
That's literally my life motto. Like, literally everything happens for a reason. Even, like, it gets, like, a bit controversial when it's, like, okay, well, why do this happen? Like, why do, like, people pass away and whatever? But it's all, like, it's all the circle of life and everything just, like, happens. And
everything
like,
will
everything
work itself
for
out.
A reason. Yeah. Everything works out for a reason, which is why, like, even with, like, school, it's, like, okay, like, finally we're getting back. And it's, like, okay, we waited this long to get back to school, like, for a reason. Like, we waited this long to, like, find this, like, group and, like, make this podcast. And
I literally was just about to say that. We've gone 2 years on Zoom school. And now it's finally our opportunity to, like, you know, go into class and see each other and actually go hang out now that things are open. Yeah. And I think, honestly, like, you know, I think maybe we would have been friends either way. But, like, I'm happy the way it worked out because look at us now.
What a perfect way to, like, end our podcast.
Yeah.
Our
first episode. Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's. Happy Galentine's. Spend it with the ones you love.
Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode. We're excited to bring some more. I think this was a really fun conversation.
Yeah.
Follow our Instagram. It's at wejustmet.podcast. And check out, we're going to be posting some fun stuff on there. Maybe we'll post some polls for our next episode coming out.
Maybe you can vote and have somebody featured on the podcast.
Just
I love that.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
We're down for anything, guys. Let us know. Send us a DM.
I mean, four opinions isn't enough. So we need one more.
We need one to tip the scales of if it's Team Jacob or Team Edward. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's for next week. Bye, guys.